American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, I'm back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess, this morning. I was Joel Skousen from the World Affairs Brief, and we're going to get an update on what's really going on in the world. The news behind the news, the story behind the story. Good morning, Joel. How are you today?
I'm just fine, Dr. Stan. Our major topic, of course, is Obama signing a new disarmament treaty with Russia in the city of Prague. We can forget about Obama's pipe dream that envisions a world of zero nuclear weapons. That will never happen, and I think everyone involved in the charade at the highest levels knows it. What is really happening is that the U.S. is once again setting up America for more unilateral disarmament. It will make us even more vulnerable to a preemptive nuclear strike by Russia and China, who are both expanding nuclear production and delivery systems. Don't think for a minute that our government is planning on protecting us, only themselves. The missile shield is so limited in numbers that it is nearly a sham, and our government is building a huge new bunker systems in and around the nation to protect leaders from what they know is coming.
So important, Joel, to stress the point that we used to have a civil defense system to protect our civilians. We do not have it anymore. It's been totally disbanded. Russia has a massive program, underground shelters, everything to protect themselves, to protect the public, and food and water stored, and gas masks and emergency medical supplies where they can be readily used. We used to have all of those things. We've disbanded it. And as you point out, they are preparing to protect the elite, but they are not preparing protect the civilians of this country, and that, I believe, is a treasonous act. When the enemy is preparing for war and we are preparing for mass slaughter here, we have to ask, what's the real goal of our leaders? But go right ahead.
Well, conspicuously absent from this new pact is any substantive provision for verification on the Russian side. I do not consider the continuation of the previous biannual inspection regime of inspected a few of the older missile factories in Russia. These are not where Russia is building its latest weapons. Not a single statement by the administration, nor, incredibly, any independent commentary in the news mentions Russia's massive underground factories and bunker cities in the Ural Mountains that have never been inspected. Yamato Mountain and Yasvinsky Mountain complexes. How can the U.S. keep disarming while simultaneously covering up for Russia's weapons modernization going on in hidden production facilities? Obviously, as you point out, there's some other agenda at work here that we're not being told about. Well, conveniently, the administration declined to reveal the actual text of the agreement Obama signed in Prague on Thursday. That can only mean they don't want much scrutiny over what it says. The main talking points published by the White House are bad enough. The agreement claims to reduce the number of strategic warheads to less than 5,950. However, none of the excess missiles will be destroyed, only moved to a non-active status, which can be reversed in a matter of hours. Without real verification on the Russian side, that means no actual disarmament is taking place except in America, which, of course, is open to full inspection. Nathan Dodge warns that in Wired.com that the technical details are very important. He says all U.S. continental ballistic missiles are going to be demerved. That means they're going to have the three warheads removed and replaced with a single warhead. And that is a very serious reduction in our ability to target and retaliate for any attack on America. The current alert posture of U.S. strategic forces, referred to in Cold War shorthand as hair trigger alert, will be maintained. But that really isn't true. This is technically a sham. Even on full alert, they can be on alert, hair trigger, second alert, but they can't do anything on alert or with that alert unless they get authority to launch from the president. And that means that if the president wants the nation to absorb a nuclear first strike, as is implied in Presidential Decision Directive 60, then all he has to do is not telephone the, not communicate the authorization codes to launch a nuclear strike. And it doesn't happen. So alert means nothing as long as, you know, it's dependent on the political forces to start the process. John Bolton, an arch neocon, does make one cogent point about the false selling point on mutual data sharing in the treaty. The two nations will exchange flight data on as many as 5 ballistic missile tests a year. But it does specifically allow the Russians to keep some tests secret. Russian negotiators wanted to shroud some flight data for its new Topol missiles to keep the U.S. from tailoring missile defense systems to it. And, well, as former Pentagon missile expert Keith Payne wrote, the White House and the Kremlin can't seem to agree on what is totally in this treaty. There's a great deal of difference on how it applies to U.S. missile defenses, and there are no limits on Russia's tactical nukes. The administration claims that the treaty will reduce the number of strategic missiles, as I said, to 1550, 30% lower than the 2002 treaty, which, by the way, the Russians reneged on, and the U.S. completed its portion of that treaty, which was removing our powerful 10 warhead MX missiles. But the New START treaty has special counting rules. For example, you just count the number of strategic bombers Russia has, and those are considered one unit. But in fact, those bombers can carry 6 to 16 nuclear weapons, and those aren't counted. And so, in essence, there's a lot of, fudging of the numbers that can go on under this, and it really isn't the kind of disarmament that it appears to be. And it depends on each nation how they want to play the numbers game. And the U.S., unfortunately, is looking for an excuse to disarm, and Russia's looking for an excuse to hide their refusal to disarm, and this treaty allows for both. Now, the administration claims, as far as missile defense, that there's virtually no limit or constraint on what the U.S. can do with its missile defense systems. To emphasize the point, the White House Press Secretary Gibbs used the words definitely, positively, no way, and no how. And yet that's not how the Russians view it. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said in a press conference that there are obligations regarding missile defense in the treaty that are a legally binding package, and the treaty is signed against the backdrop of the ability
to... We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan, we'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and duck tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and of course, one of the things that's so difficult for the American people to realize is that we have no effective defense against a missile attack, whereas the Russians have a full, very effective anti-ballistic missile system that uses small nuclear warheads to take out incoming missiles, whereas we do not have anything comparable. President Bush was so determined to defend us against the threat of nuclear warfare, he built 6 anti-ballistic missiles launching pads up in Alaska when he was there. Everybody lauded him. Oh, my goodness, we are trying to defend the American people. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about thousands of incoming missiles, and they've got 6 anti-ballistic missile systems. It's all a matter of perception. We had a very effective anti-ballistic missile system in the 1970s. Certainly was dismantled under the Carter administration. So we have no effective anti-ballistic missile system, whereas the Russians are in full production for war. None of this makes sense. The media never tells the American people, oh yes, George Bush was there to defend us. He built 6 anti-ballistic missiles. That's it. But the Russians don't believe this. They believe nuclear war is not only fightable but winnable. They're in full production for war, and we're unilaterally disarming. And President Obama is going to sign this treaty without the consent of our Senate. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. But somebody has to tell the American people we have no defense. They're not preparing to defend our civilians. Only the elite will be in their secure bunkers when the attack comes. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, a minor correction there. Even though the president signed these things, it doesn't do effect unless the Senate ratifies it. So
absolutely,
there is going to be a Senate fight over this, but I'm not very optimistic about the Republicans, about their only objection to this treaty is its limitation on missile defense, and that can be, squirmed around. They're not going to bring up any of the very crucial issues like verification and the bunker cities. What I'm saying is the administration will claim there's the same verification in here that there was in 2002, and it was a sham. And, the Republicans accepted that before because Bush did it. And so when Obama says we have the same verification system that the Republicans put in, they'll have to accept that too. Nobody's bringing up the issue of these underground bunker cities, which are the size of Washington, D.C. metro area underground. I mean, this is just extremely crucial in terms of understanding what Russia is up to. They're, frankly, putting their factories underground and intending not only to survive a nuclear counterstrike by the United States, but they're intending to win through continued production when, in fact, our production facilities will be decimated in the first strike by Russia and China. Now, that's what our globalist leaders want. It's been my theory for many years that world wars are created specifically so that they will induce us to get ourselves involved in international globalist organizations like the United Nations, in the furtherance of a globalist New World Order agenda. And it will take another war to get the United Nations to have military power, and that's what they want. Taxing and military power are the two major things that there is no world government until you get those two things, police enforcement, military enforcement, and taxation. And, of course, there'll be a legislative, it's going to be a nightmare. But the only way you talk Americans into this is by throwing a war at them and destroying the U.S. military or allowing it to be destroyed. Our leaders will come out of their bunkers and claim that the Russians deceived them, that they didn't know. I mean, it's just like 9/11. We didn't know, we're not responsible, nobody gets fired, but we demand as your leaders the right to take us into a militarized United, New World Order in order to fight this great patriotic Third World War. That's what they're setting us up for. And so I think that's the agenda. It's going to be very, very bad for America. I don't think America will ever redeem its sovereignty after this war. Now, that doesn't mean that everyone's going to be destroyed. I think it's a misnomer that there's a nuclear winter, that there's no way to survive. It's very easy to survive, frankly, as long as you're not in the actual blast areas where these nuclear weapons fall. And in my book, Strategic Relocation, I outline where those targeted cities are, such cities as San Diego, Seattle, Washington, D.C., Norfolk, Virginia, Jacksonville, Florida, Colorado Springs, Omaha, Nebraska. All of these places have their military targets very much interwoven within the fabric of the civilian population. And so the cities, frankly, are not going to survive. But if you're outside those cities, all you have to do is prepare for fallout. And that's relatively easy and not that expensive to do. But one must prepare in advance. You can't simply, well, you can dig a hole in the ground and, you know, as Crescent Kearney wrote, you know, in terms of sheltering in place, drive a car over the top of the hole. But you think about, you know, putting tarps and piling up dirt around it. But you think about living in a hole in the wintertime with water pouring in and sanitation and cold, you know, people will kick themselves for not availing themselves of the information that's available on how to build and modify a basement to create a fallout shelter, because these things will be necessary someday. And if people think that FEMA is going to protect them, then
there would be total chaos in our country. The whole structure of distribution, food, I mean, you'd have gangs, you'd have certainly the breakdown of police force. You know, people would be, as they were in Chile, you know, after the recent earthquake, simply roving gangs, pillaging. We don't think about these things in America, but here in California, while we're turning the criminals loose, they're taking not only the nonviolent criminals, but the violent criminals, turning them loose as we're cutting back on police. What sort of madness is that? And yet this is exactly what we forced upon the Iranians in 79 when we forced the Shah to open the prisons and let the criminals out. And we're doing it here voluntarily in California, and soon, I suspect, all across America, because there's not going to be any money to keep the prisoners in prison. So we'll do the logical thing. We'll just turn them loose. And then we're going to wonder, how did all these terrible things happen? But go ahead, Joel.
Well, it's true. There will be an electromagnetic pulse strike that the Russians and the Chinese will throw up into the atmosphere over our country. This puts out a wave of electromagnetic radiation. It gets into your power lines and all extension cords, anything that's plugged into the system, and it throws high-voltage power down the lines and essentially fries all of the power stations and all of the computers and electronic gear. It will even disable most vehicles that depend on computers to operate. And so essentially our first world country grinds to a halt, and we become instantly a third world country or worse, especially in the areas where there are some nuclear explosions. I think there's going to be absolute panic, a total cessation of public services. You know, people think they're going to run to the hospital to get service. I mean, the hospital people aren't protected. They don't have any fallout shelters. They don't have any protection. You think they're coming to work? Do you think the policemen are coming to work when their families are running for their lives? It's just going to be chaos and panic. And but that does not mean that a person is giving up and there's nothing to do. If you're stuck in that L.A. basin, it's true. I don't think there's much hope. I think you're going to be, and that doesn't even mean then that people won't survive, but it's just not going to be very pretty. It's going to be a massive conflagration of pillaging and waves of you know, panicky people. Even good people will be forced to pillage for food in order to survive. And you know, no amount of personal arms is going to protect you against that. You simply have to prepare to get out of those cities before this happens. That's one of the reasons why it's important to you know, have a service like the World Affairs Brief, where I'm watching this thing daily. I will give out warnings when I see this thing coming. Even though it's going to be a surprise attack, there will be justifications and others, trigger events that will be leading up to it, as it did in World War II. There will be provocations, for example, in the former Soviet republics against the millions of Russians that live there. The Russians themselves will do those provocations to justify intervention, and tensions will build with NATO. There may be a beginning strike from North Korea onto South Korea or China against Taiwan. Any of those things are very potential trigger events that we'll be able to see and watch forward for. But it is important to avail, first of all, to prepare in advance, because even if you get a warning from my newsletter a week before this thing happens, a week isn't enough time. It may be enough time to drive out of town and to go live with a neighbor, but it's not enough time to prepare for the long-term problems in society and the social unrest that will be unleashed within this nation as everybody reverts to a self-sufficient economy, and nobody's self-sufficient. I mean, you just can't even get water or food in a major metropolitan area when you're competing with 20 million people for the same services that are non-existent anymore. It'll be hard enough in the rural areas because very few people, even farmers, grow their own food anymore. They don't have storage. They don't use cellars anymore. Only a few have wells and cisterns and independent water supplies. This nation, frankly, is just not prepared. And I'm just appalled at the government and FEMA creating these bunker systems all around the United States for the elite, as you said. And, in fact, there are many retired CIA people who have built bunkers under their fancy residences, retirement residences in Aspen and other places in Colorado. It's become a retirement city for the people getting out of the CIA. And they're all building underground shelters in their homes. Now, why do you think that is? Obviously, they know something they're not telling the American people about. And yet, we conservatives go happily about our business of trying to fight the Obama administration. But I think it's very, very important that people understand that we could very well, the chances are very high, that we're going down as a nation. And even though a remnant will survive and the nation isn't destroyed per se, but we lose our freedom, and we have to, run a resistance system, an underground system afterwards, this takes preparation in advance. And even people on modest incomes can do something. It's amazing how much money people waste, Stan, whether it's going out to dinner on pizzas that they have brought into the home or other, junk food that is expensive that they eat. And there's a tremendous amount of savings that can go on if people really understand the threats that are coming and cut back and prepare in advance.
I agree, and this is one reason why we do what we do, is trying to warn people, and we'll mention later about your books, which we do carry. And Joel has written a number of excellent books on strategic relocation or assembly, making your home preparing it for a shelter, the things that you need to know. They're all available in books Joel has written, available from Radio Liberty. But we'll tell you more about that. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, another problematic thing that's happened in the Obama administration is the new nuclear posture review. This is very much akin to PDD 60, the presidential decision directives to the missile commands, telling them not to rely on launch on warning. Nuclear posture review is essentially setting our nuclear policy. I almost did a George Bushism, call it nuclear. That's how he would pronounce it, but it's nuclear posture review. It's very important to understand that these policies actually restrict the ability of our military to react in certain ways in a nuclear situation. Essentially, what this nuclear posture review does is say that we will not modernize any of our nuclear weapons. In addition, we will not create any new technology, and we will join the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty and limit our defense deployments into outer space. Outer space is where you have the best potential of stopping missiles at their apogee in their arc, and it is thought that we actually have some space-based defensive systems now, and I'm not sure whether those are going to be dismantled or whether or not Obama was simply not given the authorization to use those. But these are secrets that even the American public doesn't know about. The Nuclear Posture Review, or NPR, commits the U.S. not to use nuclear weapons against non-nuclear states that are members of the Nuclear Proliferation Treaty.
Hold that thought, Joel. We'll be back here in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking their way, the only way they know how.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses of iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network, I guess, this morning, Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief. Joel, before we go on, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they could get in touch with you and perhaps subscribe to World Affairs Brief.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. The World Affairs Brief is my weekly news analysis service where I try to put back the crucial information into the news that is missing from conventional news. It is showcased, my briefings are showcased on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com, and people can get a free sample issue by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. Also at that website, it talks about the various books I have from my previous career as a high security architect, and my major book, which I published at the when I retired from active design there, was to called The Secure Home. It's 700 pages and covers everything from how to secure your home to building a safe room and to everything from shuttering to even bulletproof wall techniques and doors, although most people don't need that if they get into a safe location. It also covers the full range of self-sufficiency, from generators to cisterns and everything that's necessary to make it for a secure home, whether in remodeling. And it's basically a do-it-yourself book, so it doesn't require as much money as hiring a contractor, which is very difficult to do in these days, especially if you want to guard your privacy on these types of issues. So I essentially put all the architectural details in there so that people can do the construction themselves. Another book I have is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. Pretty self-explanatory about what that is involved. But I do concentrate on contingency planning because the fact is most people can't leave the big cities. That's where their jobs are. So I talk to them about how to relocate within those metropolitan areas to be in the safe areas, how to develop strategies for getting out of town before a real breakdown occurs. And a third book I have is How to Implement a High Security Shelter in the Home. This is an essential architectural plan book on how to do a high security shelter. It's the cheapest way for most people who have an existing home in the basement to get some type of sheltering facility in there for a very modest price. And all three of these books are carried by Radio Liberty.
And you can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927 or 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, W-A-R. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, we're talking about the nuclear posture review and what it's doing to slowly downgrade our nuclear ability. One of the things, you know, as I mentioned, is that we're no longer going to have a... What we're really doing is trying to make sure that our missile forces are confused, that there isn't any clear program for responding to a nuclear first strike. They want to have lots of contingencies so that there's a lot of back and forth between government as to whether or not we're going to launch on these things. And I just think that they're setting us up to absorb a nuclear first strike. I think that's what PDD 60 was all about, in telling our missile forces not to rely on launch on warning. Launch on warning is a very important doctrine because it allows the person who launches second to actually have the greater striking power. Launch on warning means that when our satellites detect that Russia has launched a volley of missiles at the United States, that before those missiles arrive on target, which takes 20 to 30 minutes, it gives us time to retarget our missiles and launch them, so that the Russian missiles, now these are ballistic missiles, so they can't change their course dramatically in once they've been released, their missiles then rain down on silos that are already empty. We have emptied our silos. Our missiles are now in the air. So their first strike is essentially, at least the ones that headed for missile silos, are thwarted. And our missiles then are retargeted on the fly so that they're able to strike targets that are still existing in Russia. So launch and warning is a very powerful tool, and that was downgraded with PDD 60, which is still in effect. It has not been renewed. Now, it's a secret presidential directive. We only have summaries from the arms control people who helped write it, and you can find that on Arms Control Today, looking in the archives for 1997. But this is a very subtle way to deter our nuclear forces from actually protecting us. Now, Americans falsely, in addition, think that our nuclear submarines, which cannot be targeted by these missile strikes, will be able to protect us. They don't realize that during the Clinton administration, that Bill Clinton agreed to a private agreement with the Russians that would keep fully 50% of all of our missile submarines in port at any one time, just to assure the Russians that we would make sure that our forces were vulnerable so that they could feel secure. I mean, this is just treasonous, Dr. Stan.
But the Russians have an effective anti-ballistic missile system to protect their people and their cities, and we have none, so that if we did fire our nuclear weapons from our submarines, most of them would be taken out, or they would simply give us a threat, you know. You dare to fire a missile at us, why, we'll come in with all the rest of our missiles and wipe out every one of your cities. We would have no alternative but to surrender.
Yes, as J.R. Nyquist warns, the treaty that President Obama signs will not disarm Moscow in the same way it disarms the U.S. When the cost to technical intelligence collection systems is taken into account, wrote Bill Lee in 1997, the U.S. spent billions trying to verify the arms control agreements with the former Soviet Union. It was largely, if not entirely, a waste. As Lee explains, the KGB and its successor organizations have waged a disinformation campaign on arms control that has effectively turned the Western political elite into a pack of useful idiots. Given the relatively small number of U.S. missiles and bomber warheads likely to survive a Russian preemptive strike under START, if Russia can maintain its triad of strategic offensive and defensive forces, it will become the preeminent nuclear superpower. The Russian military and senior political officers understand this very well, even if the U.S. does not. And Peter Vincent Pry wrote that the balance of U.S. strategic lethality and survivability, whether lethality is measured in equivalent yield or counter-military potential, heavily favors the USR. Suddenly, or sadly, the reduction of the U.S. nuclear arsenal since 1990 has more than compensated by any reductions on the Russian side due to the lack of hardening of U.S. strategic sites. In other words, our submarine pens, for example, where these ballistic missile submarines are kept in Bangor, Washington, as well as in Kings Bay, Georgia, are not hardened sites. In other words, they are very vulnerable to a single Russian military preemptive nuclear strike. It can take out all of those six submarines at each base that are required to be there at all times. That means there's only five other submarines that may be out on patrol if they're not having some maintenance done to them, and they simply have had their warheads downgraded as well, so that they're not capable. Those submarine warheads simply are not capable of penetrating the big bunker cities that are where most of the survivable Russian nuclear power and stockpiles will be.
We'll be back in just a moment. Not assured mutual destruction, it's just assured destruction of the United States.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Are you aware that oxidative stress provides a foothold to more than 100 diseases? Discover the only supplement clinically proven to eliminate the age-dependent increase in markers of oxidative stress to that of a 20-year-old. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. There is only one product that triggers your body to produce a host of free radical-fighting enzymes. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. For your improved health, check out the ABC video at www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com.
Your friends at A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning in Brighton remind us the responsibility of drivers, caution, and courtesy is the key to staying safe. Please remember to pay special attention around schools, parks, playgrounds, and especially around school buses while they're picking up and dropping off. Our children are our future. Please do your part to keep them safe. That's from A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning, the experts who can tell you if your last year's fuel bill was grossly out of line, what repairs or replacements would offer you the greatest long-term savings. Call 303-659-1087. That's 303-659-1087. A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning.
Well, I'm Dan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. And as I was saying, it used to be called mutual assured destruction. Either side has the ability to destroy the other. Now is simply assured destruction. America will be destroyed. because we have no defense. The Russians have one. Certainly, and the Russians have an adequate defense for their civilian population. We have none. The only people who will survive a nuclear attack, at least in the major cities, will be the elite. They have centers for them, but not for the common folks. But most people will survive in the outlying areas, but of course there will be total chaos in America. Pick up the story there, Joel.
Well, of course, it's just a fool's paradise for our government to be dealing with the Russians. They have cheated on every single treaty. They even backed out of the 2002 treaty that we're talking about renewing without ever, calling them to account for backing out on that. They were supposed to dismantle all of their SSAT missiles, and in about 2004, they said, oh, by the way, we're not going to dismantle any more of our SSATs. We're going to keep them. Because we need them. And the U.S. just accepted that and continued to dismantle our MX missiles, which were our most powerful deterrent. Well, Joe Douglas in 1998 wrote a book called Why the Soviets Violate Arms Control Treaties. Do you carry that at Radio Liberty, Dr. Stan?
No, we don't. We probably should.
At any rate, it's probably available. I'm sure you can find it on used books or Amazon or... but it's called Why the Soviets Violate Arms Control Treaties, and it's a very excellent historical view of all of the cheating. I mean, a lot of people don't realize, because the media doesn't talk about this, that after the intermediate nuclear treaties forces, where we pulled out all of our Pershing missiles from Europe, and Russia was supposed to do the same, we found out after the so-called phony fall of the Soviet Union around 2000 and... around 1996, that the Russians had, in fact, not taken their missiles out of their secret caves in the mountains of Czechoslovakia and Romania, and they were still there. And what's more, the so-called free government, the free market governments, had known that they were there and had never revealed to NATO that the Russian weapons were still there. And that shows that, even those like... Lech Walesa of Solidarity in Poland and Vaclav Havel were, in fact, agents for the Soviets, playing the role as anti-communists during the fall of the Soviet Union. So nothing is as it seems to be. We have to be very, very sharp in our movement to be able to detect these things. Joe Douglas covers a great deal of the revelations by General Jan Sena from Czechoslovakia, who... worked with the Soviets during all of this deceptive period and talked about so many of these things in his book. But this is a real game that they're playing in the U.S. You know, this stuff is open information. I cannot believe that our leaders are just simply this naive and this stupid. I think they know this stuff. They know the Russians are cheating. They're doing it anyway and propagandizing the American people into thinking that this disarmament is really a two-way street when it isn't. It's a one-way street. The treaty, of course, must still be ratified by two-thirds of the majority of the U.S. Senate. Sadly, I don't expect the Republicans to put up a vigorous fight, and I don't expect them to bring up the full range of crucial points that I've mentioned in these briefs. So I think it's just going to be an exercise in futility. Once again...
I fear you're right, Joel, but they go through this charade every few years. Well, I think people have to remember that Barack Obama, the President of the United States... for many years, 20 years or more, sat in a church headed by Reverend Wright, who hated America, would always say, GD America, GD America. He saw everything wrong with it, nothing right with it. He wanted it destroyed. And his star pupil, his star supporter, the man who married Barack Obama, and he baptized his children, Barack Obama is the President of the United States, who for 20 years sat in the church and led by a man who hated America. Will Barack Obama really be intent upon protecting America from destruction, or will he be an instrument of God's wrath on this country? Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, that's why it's very important to understand that Barack Obama, even though he had these radical roots in Marxism and hatred of America, at some point he got turned into a globalist puppet. And we think we know how that happened now. It appears that when he was at Occidental College, he got recruited into the CIA. the CIA hires professors in every one of the major universities to be on the lookout for potential people to become undercover people within the CIA for various purposes. And they do, and they have looked for Muslims for quite a while to be able to infiltrate the Muslim units and work on their globalist entities. They look for people who are unstable, compromising, or unstable in a certain way, but morally, but that are very sharp intellectually. And Barack Obama fit that bill. He was a cocaine snorting C student at Occidental College, and apparently he got brought into the CIA there. I covered in last week's brief the missing years in Columbia, how he claims that he then went to transfer to Columbia University. But all of the research that Dr. James Manning has done in hiring a private investigator searched through all the records at Columbia, all of the newspapers, everything. There's not a single reference to Barack Obama during the entire period, including 2 years before and after he was supposed to be there. There's not a single professor who remembers him there. There's not a single person who went to school at that period who would know him. And believe me, if you went to school with somebody who became the president of the United States, you'd be bragging all over the place that I went to school with Barack Obama. Nobody has been able to say that. And so he apparently was doing undercover work for the CIA on the dark side of government. And once you get into that thing, whether it's Barack Obama or Timothy McVeigh, he was also hired out of the military into the CIA and viewed his role in taking down the Murrah building as a special assignment from his government superiors. And all of this was told in a new book called Deadly Secrets by David Hammer, who was in prison with him and who heard McVeigh confess to a lot of his government operations. So there's an awful lot of material out there, and we never hear about it in the press, but this is the real world that we're dealing with. It's a world of a massive conspiracy to take down liberty.
What's the title of that that book again by Hammer?
Deadly Secrets.
Deadly Secrets. We're out of time, Joel. God bless. Talk to you later. Thank you.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and Sydney, I want to point out that between 1990 and the year 2000, why the American embargo on Iraq killed about half a million children died because America was constantly bombing Iraq. Iraq didn't ever attack America, was never a threat to America. I mean, the first Gulf War was fought after the American ambassador, April Gillespie, actually encouraged Saddam Hussein to attack Kuwait, and that gave us the excuse to go to war. And we killed a half a million children and probably hundreds of thousands of Iraqi citizens during that 10-year period. And then we invaded Iraq, certainly after it had never damaged America, it didn't threaten America. We invaded it in 2003. And we've killed a million Iraqis, and where is the outcry from the American people? We've destroyed the very substance of that whole area with depleted uranium. If you saw the pictures of the children being born over there with birth defects, one of them with three heads and so many of them with heart disease and all sorts of congenital abnormalities because we're poisoning the people with depleted uranium. Ladies and gentlemen, do you think God is just? Don't you think he's going to bring judgment on the people of this nation? Where is the outcry from our religious leaders? Where is the outcry from our Republican leaders? Where is the outcry from the American people? And it's muted in its silence. And I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. Well, if there's not going to be any outcry against the atrocities of our government for its aggressive wars throughout the world, for the fact that we have our troops stationed in 140 nations, why, if the people aren't concerned, I'm sure God is. And we're in for very difficult times. You better begin preparing for them. You better be sure you have a good relationship with our Lord. You need to see the DVDs on the Final Countdown. Pastor Billy Crone, the 10 DVDs, part 1, part 2, get them together or get them separately. But watch them and understand the prophetic significance of what's going on today. We have his new series on RFID identification. They are tracking every one of you, everything you have. The whole world is being monitored in this world-coming dictatorship. We have Pastor Crone's other DVD series on scientific creation, pointing out that they're lying to our children in schools. Darwinism is a lie, always has been, but of course that's what we're sending our children to be schooled in, destroy their faith in God, indoctrinate them in the lie of Darwinism. You need to get this material and so much more available from Radio Liberty, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the forbidden secret, or the secret, or financial Armageddon, and so much more. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and, of course, our webpage, radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs on the satellite feed 9 hours a day, and certainly won't get much accomplished. If you're out there in a position, we can help Radio Liberty. We have to maintain our network of over 60 outlets every week, and you can join the Radio Liberty family or go to our webpage. There's a PayPal button there. We will appreciate your help, but we'll appreciate your prayers for our provision and our protection. And so, until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Home project of mine, but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland, 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate their support of this station. 970-669-3866. Thank you. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. The U.S.'s optimistic new disciplinary measures against Iran over its nuclear program are going to be agreed upon within weeks. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Susan Rice said talks over the punitive measures are intensifying with the aim to implement them swiftly. Despite hopes for the completion of sanctions soon, some diplomats say it could be at least June before the document is cobbled together. A draft proposal crafted by the U.S. targets Iran's Revolutionary Guard as well as the country's shipping and other firms. Tehran's oil and gas sectors are not part of the proposed sanctions. Rescue teams will not be sent back underground into a West Virginia mine to search for four missing men until after 6 p.m. Eastern. A mining official says teams were withdrawn earlier today after air samples showed